embarks down this path of greening the sector when it comes to the relationship between climate and conflict. As we, or as the sector kind of embarks down this path of greening the sector when it comes to the relationship between climate and conflict.
I don't want to totally deny the theory of increased tension by different, I don't want to totally deny the theory of increased tension by different, by more challenging climate settings, but that is also taking away very much from the political and other parts of the economic narrative of these challenging climate settings. But that is also taking away very much from the political and other parts of the economic narrative of these why these refugees leave their countries. Greening energy is important, of course, and talking about CO2 emissions is of high importance, but that's these refugees leave their countries. Greening energy is important, of course, and talking about CO2 emissions is of high importance, but that's the refugees at the end of the day are victims. And that is, in a way, one way or another, is excusing that refugees at the end of the day are victims. And that is, in a way, one way or another, is excusing the entire case by putting it into another bigger theme. So I would always use the word of climate change and refugees in the entire case by putting it into another bigger theme. So I would always use the word of climate change and refugees in very much cautious, and sometimes it's just like it's taken for granted in inhuman way in many cases.
I want to
very much cautious, and sometimes it's just like it's taken for granted in inhuman way in many cases.
I want to now invite the other panelists to join us on stage. And I think it's worth clarifying. So when Mohammed said, now invite the other panelists to join us on stage. And I think it's worth clarifying. So when Mohammed says, you know, not to depoliticize the Syrian conflict by linking it to climate change, and I think we were discussing, not to depoliticize the Syrian conflict by linking it to climate change. And I think, we were discussing yesterday that, yes, let's address climate change, but not at the cost of saving the lives of refugees. Like, you're not going to start fighting climate change. And yesterday that, yes, let's address climate change, but not at the cost of saving the lives of refugees. Like, you're not going to start fighting climate change in the refugee camp if you have to choose. But I think the general message here is that we don't need to create a false dichotomy between refugee camp if you have to choose. But I think the general message here is that we don't need to create a false dichotomy between saving lives and helping the environment. And while green responses haven't traditionally been saving lives and helping the environment, a priority for the humanitarian sector, nor the refugee sector in particular, this has been, we've all known, been a